Dear Jim, thanks for your unrecorded and perhaps unwarranted elevation to the rank of Monsignor. Unlike Fred, the Moderator General, and Bob, the Bishop of Tasmania, I'm still leading air craftsman Johnny McNamara. The Holy Father, Pope Paul, must have read my personal file, which the 458 orderly room inadvertently left behind in Italy. It is now exactly 27 years since the three chaplains met up with you at Procfil in Tunisia. I later saw you at Bone, Sardinia, Foggia, and Falconara in Italy, and at Gibraltar. I think you were fortunate, and I hope you will forgive me for saying this, in having three famous commanding officers, Mackenzie, Dowling, and Mackay, the Big Digger, to lead your destinies in the Middle East. They gave the squadron unique qualities that never left it. You were always a unit of great hospitality and a spirit of friendship amongst yourselves. You were a great coastal command squadron, torpedo and Leelight carriers, and the Wimpy was always in skilled and efficient hands. You accepted us three God-botherers, and we were always glad to come to you. I was always pleased to make a few bob from the poker school in the officers' mess. I will never forget my first visit to Bone, when Michelli's crew were killed when they flew into a mountain on their return from their first op. My trip with Harry Jenkins to recover the bodies from the scene of the crash, I will always remember. The war was very real for me from that day on. Foggia on Christmas Day and the football match that followed were great memories. So too was Falconara. After all these years, another generation has grown up, and the friendship has not diminished. In spite of the advent of your children, and for some your children's children, the tie seems to have grown stronger. What you are doing at present in Queensland is something to further, if not finally, cement that friendship and to recapture the great spirit of North Africa and Italy. Today, there is a new trend to unity among all Christians. They call it ecumenism, and with it has grown up a new theology. However, I don't think with us it is beginning now. I think it began then, in 1943. I think it kept us going. The unholy trinity of the three chaplains. We were three distinct persons, but in nature and ideal, we were the same. And in union with you all. The new theology says that we are all united in the common bond of baptism. Through this means we are all united with God. We shall in some inexplicable manner share the supernatural and spiritual life of God. But more than that, we share it with one another. In that way, we are united. But with us, there is another further and a unique union. There is another baptism, different from ordinary baptism. It is known as the baptism of blood. Christ has said, "Greater love than this no man hath, than a man lay down his life for his friends." We all offered our lives in supreme sacrifice, but not all were accepted, only a few. In this way, a special way, they are united with God, and in the same special way, they are united with us, a union that cannot be thrust away, because it is a union of life. I hope that these thoughts can assist you in your deliberations and elevate you to a new way of thinking of our friendship with those who did not return. God bless you all, and occasionally think kindly of Fred, Bob, and myself. Deepest and kindest regards to your parents, your wives, and your families, from your sincere friend, Johnny McNamara.
I feel something like President Nixon must have felt when he spoke by phone to the chaps on the moon. The Gold Coast seems so far away from this cold spot down south. Yet I can imagine the group to whom I'm speaking. I see some familiar faces there. A little more lined with a little less covering on top. Then I should imagine there are wives, children, possibly grandchildren, parents and friends of chaps who served on 458. What can I say to you all at this memorial service? First of all, I am so sorry not to be with you in person, but I thank you most sincerely for this opportunity to share in this service with you. I'm pleased that you have paused in the midst of your Jubilee reunion to remember before God those of our company who didn't return to their earthly home. My mind goes back to Anzac Day 1945. I was with 458 at the time, and the squadron was stationed at Gibraltar. Wearing blue uniform, the men marched in flights to the King's Chapel. This was the garrison church, and was at the opposite end of the high street from the aerodrome. The band of the Somerset Light Infantry accompanied us, and present at that service was the Governor and Commander-in-Chief of Gibraltar, Lieutenant General Sir Ralph Eastwood, and the Air Officer Commanding Air Vice Marshal A.C. Stevens. I can recall a discussion back at the squadron a day or two before on protocol, and the CO was wondering whom we should ask to read the lesson, the Governor or the AOC. And he nearly collapsed when I suggested that we should ask a corporal to read it. And we did, and he read the lesson very well. It was a memorable Anzac Day, and somewhere amongst my wartime souvenirs I have a copy of the Order of Service which we managed to get printed for the occasion. Now, within the service, there was the following act of commemoration, which was read by that outstanding CO, Rob Mackay. He said, "Hallowed in Christ be the memory of brave men and women who in this and past wars died for the freedom of the world. They shall yet stand before the throne in exceeding great array, and in that last muster there shall be found these, our own well-beloved." And then he read the names of the men of our squadron who had died on active service. Having finished the list of names, he said, "They were young, straight of limb, true of eye. They were staunch to the end against odds uncounted. They fell with their faces to the foe. They shall not grow old as we who are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. But the going down of the sun and in the morning we shall remember them. The last post was sounded, and 458 stood for a moment in silent remembrance. Contrast the outward circumstances of that occasion and your little service on the Gold Coast today. But also, note the similarity. Men belonging to the fellowship of a great squadron, still expressing a common belief in God and paying homage to their comrades, and in this act, rededicating themselves to do what they can to ensure that the sacrifice of their brothers has not been in vain. There is much to be done by us all. Pray God will give us grace and strength to do it. All the world, wrote Alexander Dumas, cries, where is the man to lead and save us? We want a man. Don't look so far for that man, he continued. He is nigh at hand. It is you. It is I. It is each of us. Let us pray. Almighty Father, keep in thy mercy those sons of thine whose memory we hallow on this day, and grant that they who laid down their lives on earth in obedience to the call of duty may receive hereafter the benefits of the perfect self-giving of thy blessed Son, and enter into the joy of communion with him who gave his life that all might live unto thee, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Teach us, good Lord, to serve thee as thou deservest, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing of you thy will. O Lord our God. Amen. May the peace and the blessing of God be with you all this day and forevermore. Amen.
Before I start to record properly, I'd like to congratulate you, Jim, on your ingenuity in getting hold of me before I scooted away to the bush. I spend most of my time these days in the inland, and you happen to catch me here in Sydney. I'll be in Perth tonight on my way to the iron ore country tomorrow. When you gather at Surface Paradise, I shall be a fair distance away from you, but I send very special greetings to you personally, Jim, and to Charlie Richardson and the other boys. Right. this is a message to 458 Squadron. I'll start to record in five. One, two, three, four, five. This is Fred Mackay speaking. I had the privilege of being one of the RAF Padres in the Middle East with my two colleagues, Bob Davies and John McNamara. Bob Davies is now Anglican Bishop of Tasmania, and Father John McNamara is the parish priest of Collingwood, Melbourne. I am still wandering around the bush as superintendent of the Australian Inland Mission, and I'm being pushed into the saddle of the Moderator General of the Presbyterian Church of Australia in September this year. Let me speak, therefore, not only in my own behalf, but representing my three Padre colleagues, the Terrible Three, as they called us, in the Middle East. We still retain our strong links of friendship with one another, and this is tremendous to the three of us. One of our greatest memories relate, of course, to 458 Squadron, and we rejoice that Q Flight is extending true Queensland hospitality to the boys who gather for the Jubilee reunion at Surface Paradise. That you are gathering at the Gold Coast is of particular interest to me personally, because in 1933 and 1935, before I went as a raw padre to the inland with John Flynn, I was stationed at Southport and was a husky member of the local surf club. Therefore, I'm able pretty well to picture you all in one of the finest settings of Australia, and I know the occasion will be grand and full of good fellowship and good stories. One of my own vivid memories of 458 Squadron is related to the 13th of September 1943 at Prattville. Air Vice Marshal Wrigley had visited the squadron the day before when there was a lot of talking done. That night I had a long yarn with Lou Johnson about our friends in Winton and Queensland, and I camped in a tent occupied by Locke Simpson and Dick Boydell that night. On Monday the 13th, however, that was the 13th of September 1943, I held a church service in the Airman's Mess, that good old Prattville. It seemed to me that almost all the officers came. It was one of the finest gatherings I ever saw. Colonel Bruce McKenzie, the commanding officer, read the lesson, and that was an unforgettable occasion to see him standing up, man that he was. Several Australians came from other squadrons in the area, especially from 52 Squadron, the Night Marauder boys from across the way. Charlie Warren of Winton and Snowy Atherton of Mackay, Earl Hetherington of Gympie, Harry Densham of Mount Isa, and Bob Dangard of Mareeba, they were sitting in the front row, and I'll never forget them, all good Q flight boys. The thing that impressed me on that occasion was the spirit of wonderful fellowship. It seemed to me, it seemed to be the perfectly natural thing for the commanding officer, the flight commanders, the pilots and the ground staff to gather in the Airman's Mess just as one real family. And I guess that that evidence of oneness, of the family oneness, is pretty near the heart of the Christian gospel too. Christ our Lord said a lot about that kind of principle that bound people together in a common fellowship, understanding and love for one another. The war brought out some pretty tough things, but as Dick Boydell said in his tent that night, a church service makes us all realize again that we are part of one great Christian family or community, as he said. Now, I simply repeat that statement by one of your own fellows. We are part of one great Christian community. That's a pretty hard fact to believe in the face of some of the bloody cruelties of the world, even going on now. But on this day, when you all gather to rekindle old memories and to remember old comrades who did not return, I just want to say, on behalf of Father Johnny McNamara and on behalf of Bishop Bob Davies and on behalf of myself, that the best men of 458 Squadron are those who have never been ashamed to own in their own hearts and amongst their own loved ones that a firm faith in God is the surest and only lasting guarantee of a nation's greatness. When we lose that, we lose everything. Having said that, we simply send our greetings to you all. Greetings of great affection, and we pray God's richest blessing on all your families. Before I stop, let me say a word about the men, the gallant fellows of 458 who did not come back to their homeland. They went to their task, never stopping to count the personal cost. They gave all they had to give, believing their cause was just. Well, we remember them again today with thankful pride and hearts of love. And as we said at Prattville at the end of our church service there on that historic night to me, as we said at that time, go in peace and God be with you all.